Welcome to another episode of Yeah Yucca, where I cover culture, conspiracy, carnivore, and Christ consciousness. I want to thank everybody for joining me today. I really appreciate you guys always joining my live streams. It really means so much to me. Today, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different that I've actually never done before since I've been on social media, and it's going to be an Ask Me Anything. So, if you guys have any questions for me, health related, conspiracy related, personal related, whatever, feel free to start sending them my way and I will get started on those questions. And I'm really excited. I've never done one of these before, so it should be different. I hope there is enough people asking questions during this live stream. I do want to give a huge shout out and a big thanks to America Unplugged. They so graciously let me get on their live stream today, which is really, really awesome. And I'm just like so thankful for that. So if you guys are new here, thanks so much for joining me. I started this channel to help other people just live their happiest and healthiest lives. It's a really big part of what I do for myself. And I wanted to share that wealth with others, and it is wealthy. I would say that that's a proper word, because a lot of people, when they think of wealth, they think, oh, well, they have a lot of money, they're able to get whatever they want. But you know, technically for me, real wealth is being able to help others and being able to give to others, not just like monetarily, but you know, emotional support, guidance, community, and all that good stuff. So I just wanted to come on here and, you know, start this to help other people live their happiest and healthiest lives. It is totally about the journey, but, you know, a lot of people think that, unfortunately, most people just live their lives just trying to pay the bills and trying to eat. And, you know, and I'm not saying that that's a bad thing to do, but a lot of people just live their lives and struggle just doing, trying to meet their bare minimum needs. And, you know, if you read in the Bible, you know, that's something that God doesn't want us to ever worry about. He doesn't want us to worry about if we're going to have food to eat, if we're going to have clothes on our back and all that stuff. And when we're able to just lean into God more, you know, and know that He's going to provide, then He will always provide. You know, I'm not saying that I always had a perfect life growing up, but I, you know, did have some struggles growing up, but I've always, you know, God's always taken care of me and has always blessed me with having something to eat and clothes on my back and a place to live. Even when I was homeless, you know, I still always had a place to sleep. And, you know, it's just so amazing how God always provides, especially when you don't worry about it, when you just like give it all up to God. It is crazy how much He rewards you for that. And so Big thanks to God for always providing. And yeah, thank you again, everybody, for joining me on here. You guys need to come and start sending in these questions because I literally have no notes written down for today's show. Normally, I have a few things written down that I'm going to talk about and go over. But today, I'm just putting my faith in you guys and this episode, and we're just gonna see where it goes from there. Anyways, you guys, I do want to give a big thanks also to my sponsor, Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. I have gotten a link, Yekka.gold, that you guys can really help support me and Wise Wolf as well. I have actually been working with Tony Arterburn over at Wise Wolf and with Wolfpack, the gold and silver subscription. If you guys, aren't signed up for the Wolfpack, definitely get on that because it's just like a no-brainer and it starts as low as $50. And it's just like the easiest way to stack. If you don't know where to start, definitely try out one of the Wolf Packs. You can start as low as $50. It goes all the way up to $5,000. And you can do it just as a one-time purchase. Like if you just want to try it out, see what kind of cool things you get in there. But I've been helping them out a lot on the back end over there. And it's been so much fun getting to help put the Wolf Packs together and learning about gold and silver and all that stuff, which, if you follow me, you probably are aware how important it is to secure your future and to secure your wealth. And so gold and silver is definitely one way to do it. So checking out my link, yekka.gold, and supporting me through there really helps grow my page and helps me just keep doing this and keep helping others. And so it really means a lot to me when you guys support me through my link, yekka.gold, as well as with my other affiliates. I have a few affiliates and I don't really like having too many affiliates, but I am a consumer. Like we're all consumers. You can't really avoid consuming things. Like we have to eat, and if you're trying to live a healthy lifestyle, there's definitely like supplements and other products that really will help benefit you in your life. And so I try not to talk too much about the products that I use, but I just can't help it because they really are just like such amazing products. So my links are for like the Equip Foods, which is a beef protein. If you aren't familiar with beef protein, it is not the same as whey protein, which comes from dairy. And if you have issues with dairy or even like plant-based proteins, the beef protein is the best way to go. It's so easy on your gut and digestion, and it tastes delicious. So I use Equip Foods, beef protein, vanilla is my favorite. The owner of that company is Dr. Anthony Gustin. He's a really great guy. Him and his wife have these amazing products, but that one is like my top favorite protein, and it tastes so good, and it has no sugar, and it has no fillers. And you can put it in your coffee. You can just mix it with milk. You can literally mix it with whatever. I like to put it in matcha tea as well. And it's so good. And it's so flavorful. And I love that it has no sweetener. I mean, it has a sweetener, but it has no sugar. And the sweetener in there is stevia. So I know some people aren't like a big fan of stevia. But I really like it. I have diabetes on both sides of my family. So I really try to be careful with my sugar intake. A lot of doctors in regards to diabetes will tell you that you're going to have diabetes for the rest of your life and that it's something that you can't fix. And that is just a lie. I will just go ahead and tell you that right now because I used to do carnivore coaching a couple years ago and I've literally helped people get off of their insulin and other medication. And I've literally helped people stabilize their blood sugar just by changing the way you eat. So many people don't realize how many things that you can actually heal just by changing the food that you eat. And it's so sad that we live in a world where people would just rather take a pill with an unknown list of side effects, and they would rather deal with all those side effects just to get rid of this one issue. And it's not really a life worth living, if you ask me. I have a lot of family that's very sick, they eat a standard American diet and they try to eat healthy, but the healthy that they think is healthy is what the doctors recommend and what the majority of people recommend. And you know, the food pyramid is totally a lie. The food pyramid is obviously not working well for the standard American person. And ironically, standard American diet spells out sad. You know, it's so sad that you know, we think that this stuff is food, that this food is good for us, and it's the proper way that we should be eating, but it isn't. And so I think, you know, everybody has a different body, everybody has different genetics, not everybody you know, will benefit off of eating the same diet. And I don't even think everybody needs to eat carnivore. I'm not even a strict carnivore. I actually love vegetables. Like the way they taste, like I love the way, you know, their textures, the colors, all that stuff. I really do love vegetables, but they just don't love me back. And you know, and I don't really have, or I don't even want to go get all these tests and studies done to figure out, to have somebody else, you know, tell me what's wrong. I would rather just figure it out my own self. I've done it, you know, for so many years now, and it's definitely there's definitely a learning curve there. And so I have some questions here on the Rockfin. Let me look at these. So, how soon do you feel results of eating carnivore? Honestly, I would say that is probably going to be different for everybody. For me personally, I think it took about 3 to 4 weeks. And one day I just like, I was, before I did carnivore, I was struggling with depression. I was struggling with laziness, lethargy, joint pain, literally debilitating joint pain where I would just get stuck and not be able to move. And I was like 25 years old, like way too young to be having joint issues. And working in kitchens growing up, like, being able to move and lift heavy things is key. Like, you can't run or work in a kitchen if you can't move around and pick up 50-pound boxes of meat and vegetables, because that's how heavy they are. They're 40 to 50 pounds. And you know, and you have to be able to do those things. And so I was really suffering, and I also suffered from candida. I had really thin, brittle nails. I had not the clearest skin. And so I started carnivore, and I woke up one day, like 3 to 4 weeks later, and I just woke up and had energy. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? And back then there wasn't really much information on carnivore. And so one of the things that they called that feeling was like the zero carb zen. And it was just amazing. Like, I just woke up one day and literally it was like a switch just turned on in my brain, and the depression was gone. And I realized that I have control over my own life, and that I could do the things to change my life to make it in a way that I would prefer to live. And so I just woke up one day. I would say it was about a month, but typically we do recommend to try carnivore for at least 30 days. You know, you've been eating standard American diet, or you've been eating crappy food your whole entire life. 1 month is actually not really that long to try a new way of eating. It's not really that long to heal your body fully. It's not really that long for some people to see many, if any, results. And so it really will vary from person to person, but I will say that 30 days is the minimum that you should try carnivore if you do want to try it. MeatRx.com is a really good resource. There's lots of tips, information, recipes. A lot of my own personal recipes are on there. That's where I used to do coaching with Dr. Sean Baker. And so that's a really good place to check out stuff if you want some more information, or obviously you can ask me more stuff here while we're on this live stream. And so it's really going to vary from person to person, but over the years, I did carnivore for about 3.5 years before life happened and I fell off the wagon. But in those 3.5 years, I was constantly trying to eat other foods, but I would have a reaction to them. And like these foods, and I'm not saying like I would go out and try to eat donuts, or I would go out and try to eat French fries, or actually I did try some French fries, but they were fried in beef tallow, you know. But like, I wasn't going out and getting fast food or anything. I was like trying green beans or gluten-free pizza or keto ice cream or keto chocolate. And like, and I had a list too of what all these foods caused me with side effects. And so the cool thing with carnivore is that you get to, it's basically like a super elimination diet. And so when you're eating only meat, eggs, and dairy, that's basically, you know, it's super easily digestible, and you're limiting all the other foods out of it. And so when you eat that, your body is more, I guess, you become more aware of how other foods make you feel. And so like one of the saddest things for me was the chocolate, obviously, because women love chocolate, and chocolate is delicious. And when I was first starting out carnivore, I literally would eat, like, before I did carnivore, I did the 100% pure chocolate, like no sweeteners, super dark chocolate, super bitter. But that's what I ate because I was still trying to watch my sugar intake. But I would literally eat three little chocolate chips, and they made my stomach bloat. And then later on, I kept trying to eat the chocolate, obviously, because I don't know, it's good. It tastes good. And I learned that it actually caused me joint pain. And so I really have to be careful. Even after doing carnivore for so many years, I really have to be careful with how much chocolate I eat, because for me, it literally causes me the it doesn't make me debilitated like it used to, like I was before, but it's definitely in the same target areas where I was struggling before. And so it's really interesting when you do carnivore. Everybody's body, you know, is going to have different reactions, different sensitivities, and you're just going to, you know, it's just kind of like a self-experimentation thing. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach either. So if you do try carnivore and you're struggling, definitely reach out for help, because there's lots of methods and tips and tricks that a lot of carnivore veterans are experienced in, and especially coaches. You know, there's like electrolytes is a really big thing too. And so it's just really important to, you know, try to do things and figure it out yourself as well, and not always rely on a doctor to tell you how to live your life. You know, God gave us the gift of free will, so definitely important to utilize that. I have some more comments here. Let me see. Is it true that the Bankster lizard people only eat processed food and the blood of innocents? No, it is not true. That is a lie. I don't know where you're getting your facts from. They don't eat just the blood, they just eat the whole thing. And they're actually eating all the good stuff. They're eating all the grass-fed ground. They're eating all the grass-fed, regeneratively raised cows, and corn-free, soy-free chickens, and raw milk. That's why they don't want us to have the raw milk, so they can have all the raw milk to themselves. And then let's see. I have somebody asking if I have any thoughts on hydrogen water. I've actually never experienced hydrogen water, or I haven't tried it, but I have been interested in trying it out. I've heard some really good benefits from it. I think it's awesome. You know, it's kind of like a super boosted water, you know, like electrolyte water is really important too, but hydrogen, I think it's super, it can be very healing. And so I'm really interested in trying that out. So thanks for pointing that out. If you know any brands or anything that I should recommend, let me know in the comments. Favorite book of the Bible? I don't really know. I always loved Revelations growing up, ever since I was a kid. You know, it was just like so fascinating to me. And I thought, you know, Revelation, it was just like, it's, you know, describing the end times and all that kind of stuff. I was kind of a little bit of a darker child growing up, and so I was kind of into stuff like that. And Revelations was always one of my favorite books growing up. And let's see, favorite conspiracy theory. This favorite conspiracy theory, maybe, I don't know if I have a favorite. I've always been into conspiracy theories ever since, even before I knew of that term. I was really, really young when I started just thinking a different way than the majority of like everybody else around me and my family. And I want to say I was like 8 or 9 years old. I'll share my first realization of once I start when I started to go down this path. And so I think I was about 8 or 9, and it was like flu season or something, and my family was getting all their flu shots, and I didn't know anything about flu shots, side effects, how they had heavy, I didn't know anything. I was 8 or 9, like I didn't know anything about that. But I would notice that my family, a lot of them, they went and got their flu shot, and then they would get sick. They got the flu afterwards, and they would just, like, I would just remember seeing, like, there's one aunt I specifically remember just seeing her sit on the couch, like just struggling for her life just because she took the flu shot. And I was like, that's dumb. Why do people take these shots to prevent them from getting sick, and then they're going to get sick? Like, that makes no sense. I'm not going to do that when I grow up. And so that's kind of like where those thoughts started there. And then, you know, the internet started blowing up as well. So it was just but I wouldn't say I have a favorite conspiracy, because I think they're all important. I think it's important to question everything. And, you know, and so I wouldn't say I really necessarily have a favorite one, unless I guess maybe like the health lies, saying how the food pyramid is healthy and, everybody needs to be eating less meat. That one is definitely a really, really big part of my life and what I talk about a lot on social media. You know, it's just, it's just another thing that they do to keep us sick and keep us not healthy, and it prevents us from living our best lives. And, you know, and the tap water also literally dumbing people down with all the fluoride. It's insane. And it's so sad how many people think that the government, like, you know, what's crazy to me is like when people are against the government and like into conspiracy theories and all this stuff, but they're still eating Doritos, and you're still going to McDonald's, and you're still going to Burger King, and you're still eating all this standard conventional food. Why do you think that's okay if not all this other stuff is okay? Like, why do you think eating crap, little garbage, is okay? Like, how come you trust the government with the food that they're telling you to eat if you don't trust them in any other aspect? And so I think that's a really, really big point that a lot of people don't cover enough. But what I've noticed over the years is that a lot of people in this space, in the animal based / carnivore / keto community, are, you know, kind of think on the same wavelength in terms of like conspiracy theories and all that stuff. And so, but that is one thing that I have noticed, for people that are in the conspiracy world, and a lot of them still eat like crap. A lot of them still smoke cigarettes. A lot of them still do all this stuff that is so detrimental to your health that the government wants you to do. And, you know, and then they think that that's okay. Or they think that, oh, well, my parents ate this way and they turned out fine. Like, did they? Did they really? Are they super healthy? Are they thriving? Are they living the best life that they can? If so, then that's amazing. Like, keep doing what you're doing. If you do feel super healthy and you do feel the best you've ever felt. But if not, then definitely question that. Question everything, even the things that you eat, even where your food comes from, even if it says grass-fed, grass-finished on the package at the grocery store, guess what? There's still some bad stuff in that too. I recently found out in the last year that all meat goes under like some like chlorine water wash or something to kill the bacteria, even the grass-fed stuff, which I was like super bummed about. But you know, I'll still get the grass-fed stuff from the grocery store over the conventional stuff, because I don't want cows that have been eating candy wrappers their whole life, and I don't want to eat the meat that those kinds of cows produced. Also, that being said, I would still rather eat the conventional meat than a Beyond Burger patty or conventional produce. The conventional meat is still going to be healthier. It's still going to be more nutrient dense. It's still going to be satiating compared to going to eat a salad covered in Roundup pesticides and GMO seed oils. So, you know, eat the meat, no matter whatever kind of meat you can eat, but just question everything. Know that there is a dark side to almost every single thing, even if it seems like it's the best option. Always question it and don't be afraid to question things. Like, you literally are just trying to learn and make the most informed decision. So asking a question is never going to be, maybe it's never going to be a bad thing. Maybe you won't get the answer that you wanted, but at least you'll know the truth. Hopefully that person didn't lie to you. But, asking questions is just a really big important thing, especially if you're in the conspiracy theory world. Let's see if I got any other questions here. Alkaline water, all this stuff. Let's see here. So yeah, I guess my favorite conspiracy theory is like the standard American diet and saying that that's the healthiest way to eat or the best way to eat. Definitely don't agree with that. I've seen so many people eat a standard American diet and live an extremely unhealthy lifestyle, ending up having to take medications, having joint pain, having all kinds of serious health issues later down the line. And I think it's something that is really important that even though there are a lot of people talking about it, I don't think there's enough people being serious enough about it or taking enough action about it. And we're all food addiction is a real thing, and that's something that I don't think is talked about enough. A lot of people have serious food addictions, myself included. Like, I'm not saying that I don't. It's something that I do struggle with. And so, food addiction is real. Sugar addiction is real. I used to be addicted to sugar and I was so proud of it. But there's so many like better alternatives out there nowadays too, that it's just like it's a no-brainer. Like, do you want to pay extra money on hospital bills in the future, or do you want to pay a little extra money now for better food? Like, you're going to be spending that extra money somewhere. Might as well treat your holy temple with respect and give it the best food and supplements and water and literally everything that you can, that you possibly can. God gave us free will. God gave us the opportunity to live a happy life, especially if we follow his will and give up ourselves for him. He will provide for you. You will always have the things that you need. And if you strive to live a better, healthier life, that's what you're going to get. As long as you are, in line with what God wants, he will bless you. And it's just I think it's a really big role as far as being healthy, mentally, physically, and spiritually. It really plays parts in all things, I think. I really do believe that doing carnivore and just crying out to God is what helped healed me from my depression. And when I fell off, I actually fell back into depression and I wasn't eating carnivore. And so I fell back into depression and I forced myself to do carnivore again. And lo and behold, obviously I got out of depression. But and sometimes you have to do that, especially if you struggle with food addiction. You're just gonna have to kind of like force yourself to eat the foods that you know that you're supposed to eat. And it's not going to be easy, but there's so many cool recipes out there, and there's so many cool resources out there. Lots of people that want to help and want to guide you, and community is also a really big thing too that I'm trying to grow more into, is just being more in the community is really important for your spiritual and mental health. God wants us to be in community. He does not want us to be alone. Unfortunately, because I could just live in the woods alone with my cats for the rest of my life and I would be so happy. But God does not want us to be alone. He wants us to lift others up. He wants us to be around others. He wants us to grow and support each other. And sometimes God has special messages for you in other people. And he'll have it in the most random people, which I think is the coolest thing. When you're struggling with something and you don't want to reach out to anybody, but then you go and tell like this random stranger your problems, and then they tell you something that you never even thought of, or nobody has told you, or anything like that. And so, God is always looking out. So that is so cool. I have another question here. Are bison liver supplements cool? So cool. Bison liver, any kind of like beef liver or bison liver are really, really good. They are nutritional powerhouses. They are an actual superfood, unlike kale. A lot of people think kale is a superfood, but I'm not saying it's like super bad. Like I actually like kale, even though it's not really like the best tasting food, I think, for a lot of people. But I was plant-based for so long before I did carnivore, and I love the greens. I love the flavor. Like I would make homemade kale chips and like all kinds of stuff. I'd put it in my smoothies. And but as far as being able to actually absorb all the nutrients in there, it's not the best. But with actual animal liver, beef liver, bison liver, those are super high in vitamin A and zinc, which is super, super good for your skin and just overall health. My favorite form of liver to enjoy is actually cod liver. And if you, I'll get grab a can. Hold on. Okay, so this is the cod liver that this is the liver that I like to enjoy. It is cod liver, and it's not so it has cod liver oil in there, but it also has the actual liver. And this I just get it off of Amazon. But it is super, super awesome. If I ever have like a breakout or anything, I will eat two of these in a week and my skin clears up super well. So that stuff is super good for your skin. And all kinds of stuff. This one, it's the cod liver. It's good in omega-3 and vitamins A and D. And this one, I believe the cod liver actually has higher content of vitamin A and zinc compared to beef liver. I'm not sure how it is compared to bison liver. But I think it goes like cod liver, bison liver, and then beef liver, which, you know, beef liver is more easy for people to get. So that's the great thing about it. And I will say one thing with these like whole food supplements is that you do have to take a lot. Like if you want to take the actual serving size, most of these animal-based supplements are going to be like 6 pills per serving. You don't have to take all that amount. There is such thing as vitamin A toxicity, so you really want to be careful with any kind of liver supplements. I try to eat one of these cans like a month, more or less, and it's basically just as a supplement. This tastes like tuna. I describe it as like, and it, I don't, I know it's not going to sound good, but it's really not that bad. But it tastes like liver. I'm sorry, it tastes like tuna and. It's like the Vienna sausages, if you guys ever had those growing up. It's just like a soft tuna. It's already cooked, so you don't have to, you know, worry about preparing it or anything like that. I know a lot of people are scared cooking beef liver and like fresh liver like that. But this one, it's you could like mix it in with your tuna salad and you wouldn't even notice. And you're loading yourself up with vitamins and minerals. So that's the cool thing about cod liver. All the livers are really good for you though. I like I said, like I like to take it as a supplement, which you know, I think when you change your perspective of food into thinking, looking at it like fuel instead of just eating for fun or you know, eating because you want to eat this thing, you know, it's a really big mind shift and it really helps you look at food differently. And so that's one thing that carnivore really helped me with also was help me look at food as fuel instead of just for fun. And it helps you make better decisions on what you eat because if I'm really hungry, I'm starving, like let's say I've been fasting all day or something and I went to the gym and so I'm like so hungry. Okay, well, maybe I really want to eat a pizza. But do I even have the capacity to eat a pizza? No, I won't. I wouldn't even eat a pizza. I'll eat a gluten-free pizza every now and then, but like, I'm gonna want to make sure that I replenish my body with enough protein after a workout. Obviously, duh, you got to get your protein in, otherwise your workout is useless. And you know, and I think protein is a really big topic too that a lot of people don't consume enough protein. A lot of restaurants, even like fancy restaurants, you get a serving size of a salmon that's like 4 ounces, or a steak that's like 6 ounces. Like that is what I will feed my baby is 6 ounces of steak. Okay, so we are grown adults. 1 gram of protein should be around 8.8 to 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight should be the minimum for anybody that's alive. If you're alive, that's how much protein you should be eating. And not just any kind of protein, but actually bioavailable protein that your body can actually consume and use and utilize to grow your muscles and your body and everything. And so under eating protein is a really big thing that a lot of people aren't aware of, unfortunately. One second, guys. I have to let my cat in. She is giving me the stink eye. And she's gonna say hi. So that's my Tina girl. But yeah, so I got distracted. There was a cat and she's so cute. And I don't really remember what I was talking about. Let me see if there's any questions over here. Let's see. Been animal-based going on 4 years, never felt better. That's awesome. Yeah, a lot of people do animal-based. I think it's a really, really good way to get started into eating more meat. Animal-based is a thing that this guy, Paul Saladino, coined that term, which I think it's just the funniest thing because when he shows you what he eats, it's like a big, huge pile of fruit and then a little bit of meat on the side. And so it just doesn't really look animal-based when you look at it like that. And I think animal-based can be very beneficial for a lot of people, but I also think that you have to be very careful with animal-based because, like, I tried animal-based and it did not do well for me. I can't do all that fruit sugar. Sugar is sugar, especially if you have diabetes that runs in your family. Your body is not going to be able to handle that as well, especially if you grew up in a standard American eating standard American diet, especially if you grew up being formula fed, especially if you were vaccinated as a baby with all these different shots. Thankfully, back then it wasn't as many as it is now, but if you grew up as a standard American, you are not going to be an average healthy person. That's just a fact. And so you have to be very careful with over consuming fruits if you're trying the animal based, because like for me, it made me pre-diabetic. And I was literally eating locally sourced organic fruits. Like it was like the best quality fruits. And it was like, and it was last summer. And I struggled to eat enough beef, but I didn't struggle eating enough fruit, that's for sure. Like I'd like to warn people about the animal base. Like, if you try it out and it doesn't work out for you, try to cut back on the fruits. I'm not saying I never eat fruit. I do eat fruit sometimes, but I do try to stick to more savory fruits like tomatoes and cucumbers and sometimes zucchini. I'll do berries as well sometimes, but like I said, I really try to limit it. And definitely don't do it on a daily basis. As a woman, I have been trying to eat with my cycle, which is something that I think is so fascinating. Like women, we live on a 28-day cycle, and they don't really teach us how to live with that in school or anywhere, actually. And it's so cool. We have so much information out now that we know that how women are at different times of the month. And so, there's basically like every woman has like four different women inside of her because of our cycle. And so it's really crazy. But I do think that eating properly along with your cycle will help you mitigate all those mood swings and PMS and all those bad things that are typically attributed to women, like being moody or grumpy or whatever. And so I think eating the proper nutrition and feeding ourselves the right foods and all the healthy fats and eating an appropriate amount of protein is key in being a super healthy person. See, will I ever have a signature line of products? I don't know. I've thought about it a lot. I've thought about different products. I don't know if I do, but I have made the decision that if I do ever have a product, it's going to be like a shelf stable product. I'm not going to be doing like fresh foods or anything that requires me to be in the kitchen every day or even every week. I really don't want to do like a food product unless I can get it, unless I can get someone else to manufacture it for me. I had thought about doing like natural makeup, like a mascara, but I don't think I ever went into that because I just don't wear makeup myself. And so I was like, well, why am I going to make this product if it's not something that I use? But obviously it wouldn't be for me. It would be for other people to use. I got a lot of feedback on the mascara thing. And so I have some like recipe ideas, but you know, like recipes, even with like products like mascara and stuff like that, it's not like the easiest thing to do. And then you have to go, you know, try it out and stuff. But I don't know what kind of products I would really have. I would love to have something though that I can just like have up on a website and just sell whenever people want to buy it. But there's nothing like in particular that I've ever thought about selling. But yeah, if I do, it's definitely going to be something that I can outsource and have somebody else manufacture it for me, and have it be something that's shelf stable, something that doesn't have to be made on a weekly basis. And so, but I think it's so cool when people start their own products, and highly encourage you to do it if you do have any ideas of things that you want to create. I definitely highly encourage that. Being your own boss is one of the best things that you can give yourself in life. No, it's not easy, but is life ever easy? No, it's not. So just go ahead and do the fun, hard things, and enjoy the difficulties. You know, God wants us to enjoy our sufferings anyways. So definitely going that route, you know, you're not going to regret it. And even if your product fails or your business fails, it's okay because you hopefully learned a lot. And it's kind of like you went to school for free. So business school by just trying your own thing. I've had so many businesses that I have failed, like, and I'm not ashamed of it because I learned so much. Like I know all the things not to do now. And it's so funny, like, because that's kind of how I learned a lot of stuff growing up. I learned all the things not to do from my family growing up. They did all the wrong things, and I saw the horrible life that they were living, and they were miserable and always complaining and never full of love and light. And you know, and no matter what, even the good times were just short-lived. And so I never wanted to be like that. I always wanted to be different, and I always wanted to, you know, do the things that I wanted, do the things that I know are best for me. And over the years, I continued to learn from other people of what not to do. Not saying that I'm perfect, and not saying that I still haven't done those things that I know I shouldn't have done, but I learned a lot of stuff not to do growing up. And you know, it's just, and I consider it a blessing. You know, it's unfortunate that I didn't get to have, you know, all this easy, perfect life growing up, and was taught the right way to be in the world and all this stuff. But you know, I consider it a blessing that I was able to learn that myself, because a lot of people just get stuck in that cycle. And a lot of people just say, oh, well, this is how my mom was. That's how I'm supposed to. That's how I am. I'm just like my mom, or I'm just like my dad, or oh, it runs in the family. Oh, it does. It's this and that. No. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's it. It is true. It does run in your family. Yeah. You are like your mom right now. You don't have to be like that. You don't have to be what you think you're destined to suffer. You know, if you think you're destined to suffer like your family does, then you will. You know, but you don't have to be like that. And you know, we, like I said earlier, God gave us the gift of free will. He gave us the chance to make our own decisions in our life, and he gave us the blessing to be able to make the tough decisions that we know are going to improve our life. And it's such a blessing that we get to do that. And you know, and I want to encourage everybody to do the difficult things that you know you're not, you should be doing, and work on your health, work on all that good stuff, because the more that you fill your own cup, the more that you can give to others. And so that's something that I have really been focusing a lot lately. And you know, I want to give back to the community so much. I have been so blessed. Like, and I'm not saying that I lived like a great life. I'm just saying, like, and I'm not even saying like with physical stuff, kind of, I guess. I don't know. But I've just been blessed my whole life. God's always protected me. God's always given me food to eat. God's always given me a place to sleep, a house to live in. And, you know, and it's up to us to make the decision to live the best life that we can for his glory also, you know. And so that's kind of what I'm trying to do. That's kind of what I've been focusing on, is filling my cup so much that I am just overflowing with God's love and light, that I just can't help but give it to you guys too, and help others and bless others. Like, that's something that I have always wanted to do, is be able to just bless others. And, you know, I've had so many people help me in my past, and just, you know, with money or time, friendship, help, all kinds of things, you know, and I want to be able to give that stuff back to the community, because I think it's so important to help others. And, you know, we live in a world where everybody is selfish and all this stuff, and have big egos. But if you look at it a different way, as in pouring love into yourself, it's going to be portrayed differently from the outside. And so I think that's really cool. But I'm going to see if I have any more questions here. Let's see. Meat, eggs, and repeat. No sugar. Yes, for sure. If you're trying out carnivore, meat, eggs, dairy, spices. If you are not going to be super strict about it, and like I said, it's on a case-by-case basis. If you have some serious health issues, autoimmune issues, depression, skin issues like psoriasis, arthritis, depression, I definitely recommend trying out strict carnivore. I think the spices are okay if you're doing carnivore. That's how I did it. I did meat, eggs, dairy. I allowed all spices as long as there was no sugar in it. I allowed sugar-free sauces. So a lot of times I had to make my own ketchup, make my own barbecue sauce. And so I think that's a really great way to start. I feel like the sauces like really help you stay on track with carnivore, because it's kind of like a little different. And it's not like, you know, you're eating a bowl of sauce with your meat. You know, you're just eating a little bit of sauce with your plate of meat. And so some people might get a little whatever about the sauces, but I think as long as you stick to clean ingredients and no sugar, that you will be just fine, because that's what helped me get out of depression. That's what helped me get rid of my debilitating joint pain. That's what helped me have thicker and stronger nails. That's what helped me have be able to gain more muscle, have steady energy all day, helped me relieve my depression. And I've literally seen carnivore help so many people. Like, if you are curious about carnivore and you don't know anything about it, highly, highly, highly recommend checking out success stories on meetrx.com or anywhere else you can find carnivore success stories. There are some like Facebook group pages out there. But the carnivore success stories are literally what brought me in. You will read these stories and you will not believe your eyes. You will not believe how much people heal from just from eating that one food that the government doesn't want you to eat. And so definitely eat your meat and check out the success stories if you're interested. Like, don't even do any research. Just check out the success stories. And you will be amazed how much carnivore can help with. And you have no idea, like, it's been around, you know, for a long time, and there are tribes and civilizations that literally eat carnivore. And so I think it's a really cool thing to look into and try it out for everybody. It's a really good kind of like a reset for your body. And even if you don't stick with it, you know, trying it out, it's going to like cleanse your body and give you a little reset. So I think that's a really good reason to try it out. Is Bigfoot vegan or no? That is a good question. You know, I'm not really sure. I would think that he's not, because he's been around for so long. So, I mean, I would think that living up in the woods and stuff, I'm pretty sure Bigfoot probably eats like babies or something, and fish and maybe bears. I don't really know. I would think that he's not, though, because he's like super stealthy. And so, you know, if you're eating a standard American diet with seed oils and sugar and all this garbage, you're going to have brain fog and you're not really going to be able to be stealthy and hide from the public. So I don't think that he's a vegan. I think he might be more carnivore because of his stealth. So glad we got that out of the way. I know everybody was curious if Bigfoot was vegan or not, but thank you for that extremely important question. So I see this is the end of the show, most likely, because there are no more questions. But I want to say thank you guys so much for joining me. This show was so much fun with all these questions. And again, a big shout out to my sponsor, Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. You can check out my link, yekka.gold. Lots of cool things going on over there. And we're going to have a shop coming up soon. We're going to have some sales coming up soon. We're in the process of doing a little bit of restructuring for the business. So everything's going to be running so smoothly in the future, and everything's going to be so cool. And I can't wait to get these products out. We're going to have awesome stuff like this jacket I have here. Let's see here. I got this nice little hoodie jacket with the beautiful gold Wise Wolf gold and silver branding on there. We're going to have some other really cool stuff. So definitely stay tuned for that. And be sure to follow me on all social media. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Now I'm on the America Unplugged Rockfin channel. Thanks again, guys, so much for having me on here. It's really such an honor to be on here. And thank you guys so much for joining me on my live stream. I do these every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Central Time. Next week, I'm going to be having a super duper awesome guest that I'm so excited to have on. And he is no, his name is Will, but he's known as the Renaissance of Men on social media. So if you want to get a little sneak peek of who I'm going to be interviewing next week, definitely check him out. And you know, he just talks about traditional masculinity, biblical masculinity, living a biblical marriage. Not, you know, he is more geared towards men, but you know, he has had some interviews with women and stuff on his YouTube page. So definitely check that out. There's so much stuff. There's like, I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to keep it all under an hour, to be honest. I have so many questions and comments right now lined up for that show, but this one is a really big one that I'm super excited to do. I love talking about masculinity and femininity, especially in today's modern age where God is not as apparent, and they're trying to remove God, and that's why they're trying to merge the sexes together, and that's where they're trying to make the men more like women and the women more like men. And so I think talking about traditional masculinity and traditional femininity is extremely important, because also there's a lot of people out there kind of mixing the messages of traditional masculinity and traditional femininity, and they think that it's supposed to be a certain way, but they're kind of mixing the truth up with what they want. And you know, it's not really like that. And so that's why I really admire accounts like the Renaissance of Men, because they get down to the core of it, and they get into and gets into it in the Bible. So when you get into the Bible, you can't really deny those facts, because that's what they are. They're facts. And so I'm really excited for that episode next week, you guys. Please be sure to tune in. And if you're watching this on my YouTube and you haven't hit that subscribe button, go ahead and do that. And if you want to get notified, there's that little bell button as well that you can hit to get notified when I go live. But I aim to do these every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Central Time. And I want to thank you guys again so much for joining me. I'll see y'all next week, and y'all have a blessed day.